That's it.
Just did enough of that just to kick it off a little bit.
All right, I'm going to call the Sugar Creek Township Trustees special meeting to order. It is 7 p.m. on January 8th, 2018. Got a number of items that were posted on the website, a number of agenda items here. We'll just take it top down from the top. Let's review township financial issues remaining from 2017.
I have a copy of it. I think we got a copy for everybody.
Township financial issues remaining from 2017.
Yeah. I don't know where we're at for 17, John. You spoke. Have we got anything? Do you know, Anita, finalized like a revenue summary for the entire year?
This is a form that had to be certified.
Okay.
And that was stamped by the county auditor. This is the one that he
filed in order.
Yeah, I did find that.
Okay.
That's good. And that's not last year, that's this year.
Well, it's December 31st, 17.
17.
4/18. Okay.
This is that's what he turned into the county.
Yeah.
So they did stamp it.
Yes.
January 4th.
Excellent. 2018. I wanted to see how that compared to John, what you had. Fund status.
So that all of what you have right there is what the county. For our amended certificate, they weren't sure with what getting switched around who had what, and I said we're going with the fact he turned that in, and they said okay, we'll take that. I talked to Jar today about that because she called me and said which one are we going with? Is Nita going to submit another one or what? And I said no, whatever Jerry turned in for our ending balances to get started on that is what we're going to go with.
Yep, because that's year end right there.
Right.
So it's December 31st.
That's our carryover for our
right
start.
What I would like to do, though, is confirm, John, you had been given a fund status. And if I just read off some numbers, what the cash balance should be in the general fund, I want to see if we're matched.
What's your total, first of all?
184,053.79.
Okay. All right, I want to make sure.
79 or 76?
79.
This one says 6.
Yeah.
Okay. But I see a fund status that says $9,313.47 on the general fund.
There's where we have it. He has 44 cents on the one turned in.
Okay.
Not 47 cents.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to bet everything else is the same. 21,578.96. Gasoline tax, 2021 fund, 53,615.53. 79,994.38 in the 2031 road and bridge fund.
In that one, we have 79,894.38.
Okay, let me back up.
This is,
and maybe that's John. Maybe that's why Jarrah was
questioning.
Yeah, I mean it's not really anything significant, but
nothing that can't be fixed pretty easily. I would hope.
Not. Well, I'm thinking that we would disregard this one.
Yes.
And go by that one.
So yes. These were all based off of the actual statements, the bank statements, which you did get correct. That was where.
Yeah, they're in a stack. Yes. I don't have them.
Okay. Well, I would expect this was based off of a bank statement too, but.
Well, I can check and see, because, yeah. I don't.
Did you have a copy of this one, Anita?
I do.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's a material issue when, if we've got. But I don't quite understand if we're 3 cents off, how we're $100 off.
What's your balance for permissive motor vehicle tax?
15,877.50.
Yep.
Street lighting is 36,73.95.
Yes.
Now how can we be?
$100 off.
Yeah. And we're 3 cents off on the total.
Okay. We didn't add these up. We're assuming that this 184,053 is correct.
True.
I have it off by $100 exact from this one. So I don't know if the 3 cents is in one of these others. 96, 38, 53, 50, 95. It's possible that's a coding error.
Okay.
Buzz.
Just, I forgot to turn mine off.
Yeah.
So.
You know, I would think too that we'd go by that one. Although, there should be then to go along to the fund status, there should be a cash summary by fund. There should be a revenue status. And I don't know if you got those.
It's possible. I do have some stacks of some 17 stuff. But I don't know yet whether
at some point,
all is there.
At some point we need to close 2017. That's, you know, approving the final bank statement. I think doing the year-end minutes, we're going to do that here tonight, and then we would need to have at some point a motion to close the 2017 books after we do the bank statement. So
right here I just noticed handwritten.
Yeah.
It has a deferred comp adjustment of $100.
Okay.
Which was reducing it from here, which he has as a correct 12/31 balance, so that would be the 100 right there.
Yes. And that deferred comp is something that he's been ongoing with the state.
Yeah, he mentioned that the other day.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, we're trying to give you the money, and they're going, okay, and then it all of a sudden gets kicked back out. It's like, okay, I tried giving you it, and like, so they're trying to figure out why it keeps getting
kicked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's trying to give it, and they're, okay.
For whatever reason, their system's either not putting it in the right spot, so it kicks it out. They're trying to figure out what the glitch is.
Okay.
And he said he will resolve that before handing that deferred comp stuff over. Because he's been talking with that guy. He's been calling him quite a bit.
Okay.
So this fund status of 12/31/17 that we're referring to here is really going to be
183.
Is going to be nullified by what we do for 2017. It's superseded by the numbers that Anita will finalize for us. Okay, no action to take yet. Is there more issues that we need to discuss or review for 2017?
Oh, yes. Remember we talked about that $17.25 for the lease?
Yeah, is that?
He went there the 31st to the post office and it still wasn't there.
Okay.
So, Mitch, have you been checking the mailbox to see if it, has anything came in the mail?
No, I know Kevin was going to pick up the mail. I left him a message. I didn't see anything here today.
Okay.
But I don't have a key to get into the mailbox, but okay. Kevin does. Is that right, David? Kevin has a... Does Kevin have a key?
Jerry, of course, to give it to him.
Yes.
Okay.
And he did that day.
Okay.
She got the key for his door key.
I got the door key.
And he took the key and the post office key and put it on Kevin's desk back here.
Okay.
Well, if that is deposited in 18, it'll be a, on 18 books.
Yeah.
It won't backdate.
But I knew we'd asked about that as far as the 2017, where that got to. It never showed up.
What was this, a lease?
We have a lease with the cell tower back here. It's $1,725 a month. We did not receive that payment in December.
Okay, so still waiting on the December payment?
Yeah.
So it'll, I mean, it'll hit in 18, and we'll get it then.
We just gotta make sure we get that check.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let it slide.
Who would that be coming from? Who pays the cell tower?
Hey, you're the one with the most experience. Who is that?
Oh, 35 days.
Comes from California, so.
It was California, not Texas? Okay. Okay. But I don't think they've ever had an issue where they didn't actually receive it. And I can picture what might have happened is it went to the old address. And then it's getting.
Yeah, kicked back around.
Yeah, the 224 or 223, whatever it is, and now it's probably getting forwarded to P.O. Box 213.
Gotcha. Is that where we're now, 213?
Yeah.
When I did that letter last night, I was hoping I could remember that, but I couldn't.
I think it also falls underneath financial.
Yeah.
For 2017 books is, are you guys still interested in putting it up on checkbook.com?
Absolutely.
Jerry said we have to make a motion to have you, to authorize UAN to do that. So I make a motion that we authorize UAN to put our 2017 books up on checkbook.com.
I will second that. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? None opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, John, for reminding me that I needed to finish that.
Well, I went through the record of the proceedings and whatnot, and then it jogged my mind with Jerry.
Yeah.
If you want that up there, you got to have a motion for that. You just can't put it up.
Yeah.
And to put it on checkbook?
Checkbook.com or checkbook.org?
What's it put on there?
I think it's
like
a checkbook.
Like just the check register of the funds, or?
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
They already
do it automatically?
Yeah, they already have all the data, as I understand it. It's already down at the.
So it's whatever UAN has in the system.
Yeah.
Right, and then
the
they
last year.
Exported into their own.
Oh, okay.
And I know that East Union does this.
Okay.
So she'll be familiar, Valerie would be familiar with that.
Is this something that it gets put updated every month then?
I don't
or is this
think.
A once a year type thing? Or?
I think it's been a once a year thing.
Okay.
Yeah. It can be more than that. I think it can be quarterly.
For us, it's been annual.
Yeah. But I
the
think.
The way he was talking, I think it was annual
yeah.
for us.
But
and
I think.
How the motion
I'm fine with quarter or whatever is easiest for
that. I would prefer to do it quarterly.
We'll say 17 just passed, and then maybe that's something we'll write down for the March meeting or April meeting as we'll move quarterly.
Okay.
Let's let you figure out how that all. That incurs more work on you than
sure.
Let's maybe stay with you.
Okay.
From what
well,
I
hopefully
understand.
Hopefully, if everything's in there, it's just a matter of. Yeah.
Yeah,
setting
what,
it up.
If it's just a permission where they. You're
that they do
it
automatically. Right.
Yeah, what I understood, I remember Jerry one time in a meeting saying it was relatively easy.
Mm-hmm.
That they already had the data and just had to export it to their own.
If UAM doesn't take your word for it or doesn't take the minutes word for it, just let me know.
Okay.
I'll send them another letter.
Okay.
So for 2017 yet, we've got to approve the final bank statement and close the books. In the past years, they have done that prior to inventory status. I mean, what I mean by that is inventory status seems to be independent of closing of the books. So we've got that later down the agenda. But I think those are the last two remaining items that I see before we can close 2017 is bank statement and the motion to close 2017.
So. And the only thing I can think of, Scott, would be that once 2017, I mean, if Jerry has truly closed the books,
right,
then we should be giving a revenue status.
Yes.
I mean, these reports should be available.
Yeah.
What I would, those are reports that I would print off and bring.
Yeah.
Once I have access to the UAN. Right. Okay. Can you give me the names of those reports?
There should be a revenue status report.
Okay.
There should be an appropriation status report.
Okay.
There should be a fund status report.
Okay.
Those are the three main, really, that
you would want.
That we would want to see.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, there are some, just in discussion with Bathory, there's some additional reports that she gives to her people on a monthly basis. Are you going to be wanting those?
I'm not opposed to seeing what she gives to them. When I looked through the UAN, I was a little disappointed that coming from a management accounting background, there's nothing here that I can see that I can make decisions based off of. It's just numbers in a column, so to speak. But so if there's more that she gives, I want to see that.
I have a list of what she has been generating. I'm assuming that ours will have the same thing. Okay.
Yeah, if we could see some of that for the February meeting, that'd be cool. Any other issues from 2017, financial issues that need to be finalized at this time?
And we have the minutes from 2017, but that's
we'll
independent
get to that. Yeah.
Of that. I don't see anything else.
Very well, we'll leave that open. It's not necessary for us to take action to close it. If there's something else that jogs in your memory as we go along, we can certainly return to that. Next item on the agenda is to discuss and review 2018 temporary or permanent appropriations. Are we at a spot yet where we can do that?
I believe so.
Cool.
Now, obviously they're temporary because I don't have access to the computer. But I have this, and it's the numbers are estimates based off of this certification that Jerry gave to the county auditor. So it's based off of whatever was left over plus the total amount available that is for next year. So you can see on the last page, those are strictly estimated numbers,
just
to get temporary appropriations passed. You can also see that the fire and EMS levy is in addition to what was on here. That number we received from the auditor, and we do need to choose a fund number that we want to use for that. There's like three options in UAN that we can use.
We actually need to make a resolution for that. I talked to Jar about that today. We actually need to make a motion tonight to form a resolution, vote on next meeting.
For the number? Of the account number?
To get that fund set up officially.
Okay.
As we allocated for firing EMS. And she gave me a ORC number two.
Nice, John, when you're prepared.
There we go. The ORC number?
Yep.
It is 5705.09. Basically, it has some along the line of creating a new fund along the Ohio Revised Code thing, that it's a fire levy fund, and it's following, which Mitch, I'm not sure if you actually know, she just said she physically mailed, not emailed, the new Schedule B status with an explanation note went out today.
Okay.
So it's gonna be coming in. She said, if you're gonna do that, please put the new Schedule B in there when we make our actual official resolution.
Okay.
But this is all temporary stuff. She said, your money's not even there.
Right.
So we're just preparing a fund to put the money in, and then once we can do our appropriations based off the Schedule B.
Okay. So did she recommend we make a motion tonight to develop a resolution, or?
To develop a resolution.
Okay.
Set up the fund for a fine EMS fund.
Do you have some text there that would, that you could develop into a motion, or?
You guys have been making the resolutions, and you kinda had your own language, but I just came up with Sugar Creek Township trustees wish to create a new fund. With the passing of a fire levy in our township, we wish to create a fund following ORC 5705.09. We're using the amount of blank from the new Schedule B as a starting balance. I don't know if that's quite the official way. I was scribbling notes as fast as I could, and that's, but you have your own lingo, or I shouldn't say lingo, but the way you formed our last resolution.
Yeah, we've never set up a fund.
So, right.
So as long as you're confident that that's good.
Okay. I will make sure I will give her language on that, and if she's okay with that, then we'll pass.
But I'm not sure, though, that this isn't a fiscal officer's. I mean, we would vote on the resolution, but.
Right.
You had mentioned that we had to have a new fund, or a new fund. Did Valerie say anything, or did you hear anything from the auditor, too?
I have not heard anything from the auditor. The only thing I've heard from Valerie is that we do need to set up the new fund for fire and EMS, and that there are three different ones that we could choose from in the UAN system.
What are those?
They are 2111, and that's called Fire District. 2191 is Special Levy.
2191?
2191. And then 2281 is Fire and Rescue Ambulance and Emergency Medical Service.
That sounds like it to me.
Now, I don't know if that needs to be in the resolution.
I would think it probably does, too.
I would think so.
Yes.
So you said the 2281?
That sounds right to me. And what is the definite fire and?
Fire and Rescue Ambulance and Emergency Medical Service.
I can forward you that language I had.
Okay.
If you want to contact her, say, hey, this is what we have drawn up. Is that gonna be a surprise for her?
I would think it would.
So when we pass that, then we send that back to the, as she explained it, you send that back to the Budget Commission. They give us the amended certificate for that fund.
Okay. So then can we not place it on here on a temporary appropriations?
As of tonight, yes.
Okay.
That this does not exist yet.
Okay.
That's why she.
Valerie was not aware that we would have to actually make a motion to set up the fund.
My understanding from Jar today was that this excluded from your number down there.
Right, it is on the certificate, or on that Schedule B probably as well. Yeah, because I saw that Schedule B.
She said that's, she realized that today, is that when we have a fire and EMS employee, Jerry didn't turn anything in on a fire and EMS levy. She said, turn your stuff in from what you had previously. We'll make this new resolution and get the amended certificate further down, you know, February, March in there, we'll get the amended certificate for the new fund. That's being set up. Is that, are you following me, Mitch?
No, I think it needs to be coming to us before March.
Well, I mean, because of the meeting, unless we're gonna have a more special meeting to quicken that up, then yes. If we're just going off regular meetings, then yes, if you have.
Well,
go
sorry.
Ahead. You're fine.
Are you able to approve this tonight, this resolution? Like, pass, is that?
I mean,
because I know with like the actual signing of them, Valerie said that she would sometimes bring them after the fact, like they were passed verbally.
And in the minutes.
And in the minutes.
Yeah.
And then, like when they were printed out and actually signed was maybe the next month, which that might facilitate getting it quicker.
Okay, that's fine.
And we could actually give that an you know, resolution number tonight.
Yep.
You could designate that, and you know, we can treat it as passing that resolution in the minutes. I know in the past, Sugar Creek Township basically passed resolutions, but they weren't necessarily on a separate paper.
Right.
Every time. But yeah, I didn't, I just would want to get that amended certificate before March.
Yeah, it's not the, it was if we were just doing a regular meeting schedule, not if we did special meetings, yes, we could bump that up quicker.
Yeah.
And you will email that, which
yes.
you have to, okay, good.
And then the steps the chief kind of told me were kind of the process that we go through.
All right, well.
So did that actually pass then tonight?
Well, we've got to do that.
Okay.
So we've got a point to take action now. So I'm going to move that we accept resolution 01-08-2018-1. In accord with ORC 5705.09. That we adopt fund number 2281, fire and rescue and emergency, whatever that account number is, as the fund for our fire and EMS levy. And also pursuant to the text that
yeah.
John has recited here tonight.
And then we'll also the number off that schedule B.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's a separate.
Yeah.
I mean, the number off the schedule B is just the revenue that'll come in.
We are establishing.
We're just establishing
the fund.
The fund.
But she was saying there's something that has to be off of that schedule B that has to be on there with that with the amount of money. Because I asked her twice about that. I'm not sure why, but she said yes. Maybe that'd be a good thing for you to ask her.
We can pull up the Schedule B if I have internet access here, but
yeah, because she just put
it's on the Wayne County Auditor's website.
If they just mailed it, I wonder if the 2018s are up yet. They could be.
Yeah, I'm not gonna
be. Yeah.
No internet access.
No, at least not.
No, you're in a dead zone unless you have. Well, even my phone's a dead zone in here.
Like one bar.
Well, that would be the sort of that'd be,
we haven't gotten paid for that yet.
That would be the sort of thing that we could add. I mean, you could add it to the resolution, whatever would be needed.
Yeah,
I'm not opposed to that.
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
And this will require a roll call vote. Anita, if you could call our names out individually and ask us yes or no.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Very good. So we'll have to create that document and have the three of us sign off on that next meeting or as soon as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say we could even come here like they used to and sign checks and sign the document.
Or just stop off the walls of that area.
That be under real estate tax info?
It's under
Budget Commission.
Budget Commission.
Yeah, you go into Budget Commission and then go down to Sugar Creek Township.
Okay. Now, it's loading, but. So then, with the passage of that resolution, we've established that fund, and we just need to see the Schedule B.
And John, you said she mailed it to who?
To the ad. If we change her address, she probably sent it to the old address.
I gave her 213.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I met with her and Keeley. Before the year end. No, it's only general fund, road and bridge, and road improvement. This is for calendar year 2017.
Okay.
Yeah, so that hasn't been updated yet. Okay.
Okay, then I think we probably should make a motion to accept these temporary appropriations as presented. Does that sound like a wise course of action?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion to accept the 2018 temporary appropriations as shown.
Second.
And I think we ought to roll call that as well.
And John seconded.
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Okay.
You want to sign a number on that?
This is, yeah.
It does not have an, yeah, I left a number off. I didn't even leave a spot for it.
Okay, oh, on this one? I will fill that in.
01-08-2018-2, right?
Yes.
Where does that go to? On here.
Is it just one long number, you use dashes or?
Dashes.
Forget the dash.
Okay, so 01.
Dash, 08, dash, 2018, dash, 2.
So the first one here would have been 1?
Yes, the fire fund is first.
Okay.
This is second.
Okay.
Oh, okay, now I understand what's being shown here.
The resolution doesn't have the numbers actually in it, it's just attached on there.
And I don't see that we really signed that.
I believe I signed this.
Township fiscal officer signs that.
Yeah. And then I'm assuming I take this or get this into the county?
Yes.
Are you okay to go by John or do you want Jonathan?
Jonathan.
Do I just need to, I mean, is this copy okay, like you guys?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yeah. Should we make two? One we give to the auditor and one we keep in our records?
That one would be.
Yeah.
That would be fine too.
There's also, you know, copier. That could be done either way.
Either way.
Either way.
Okay, I'll just make sure I have a copy of it before I file it with them. That works.
That does work.
Okay, cool.
I just found some documents in my files that I need to give to you because they're for the fiscal officer. Resolutions from our last meeting.
Okay.
And approval of the minutes during that last meeting, sorry.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Okay, so we have discussed and reviewed temporary and permanent, well, temporary appropriations for 2018. We've made our fund, we've approved the appropriation, so I think that line item is complete. So our next item is to review the 2018 township inventory. Do we have that, I thought, is that the email?
That was the email, but I think I had some just lying around here in all my offices.
So do we have a fiscal inventory that we've taken for January 1, 2018?
I do not yet.
So we'll table that.
Table. Okay, now review and approve December 28th township meeting minutes.
I have two copies here. Let me give one of these to Dave. You don't have yours, do you, Dave?
No. You can't remember that, but I don't mark it, you may have to use it.
What we were, talked to legal counsel today on this as well, because, you know, on the 28th of December, tonight I would be the only one typically that would approve and sign. Well, that's not even a majority. I mean, you don't have. So the idea is to come up with a separate sheet of paper because there are corrections that need to be made and additions. And then what we'll do is sign, Dave Wengard can sign, because he was a 2017 trustee who was here during that meeting. We'll date it for tonight, but then I will sign, date it, because I'm a 17 and 18 trustee, and then you guys will sign it as 2018 trustee elects, but it's noted that you were both here at the meeting. It's just a paper trail that, you know, it's not that you're approving something that you weren't even here for. You were here, but at least we just have some backup for this.
Yep. We're witnesses, so to speak.
And I'm going to hand this to you, Anita, because so that we could do it tonight, we'll just handwrite in handwriting the corrections or the additions. I don't think there's that many.
No.
But we can do that. Your handwriting is probably better than all of ours. So
guarantee that, but do you want it written on each copy so everybody has a copy? No?
No. Just one. I brought extras in case we needed an extra copy. But I can go through in what I've noted, and then you guys might want to have additions or the first thing that I see that should be corrected is about a quarter of the page down. Dave, can you hear us? Okay. Is it just needs to be a dollar sign. It said motion by Steiner, second by Wengard.
All right, just tune up and see. Okay.
Motion by Steiner, second by Wengard to reallocate, not 3,200 pounds, $3,200. And what we might want to do is just circle the clean copy, circle the 3,200 and put a one beside it. Okay. And then that way we can reference on the correction number one, and then that document will become part of those signed minutes.
So how do you want me to rewrite it on here? Do you want me to write the full line again with the correct amount, or just?
I would say just make an annotation next to the 3,200 pound, like with a number one. And then in your notes here,
okay, just put one, in the notes one,
$3,200.
Okay. So this one here,
yeah, that should be a dollar sign. What I did on mine is I just circled it and made like okay. A one.
Right.
Now the only thing is, you guys may pick up other things that I did not. So
we'll go through your list first.
Don't, if I was given one of these, I didn't bring it tonight.
Oh, I brought.
Do you have an extra one?
Yeah, this is yours.
Okay.
I had two clean copies that
good,
have no more. Dave's got the other one. So we'll have two copies tonight that we could work off of.
Okay, so that should be $3,200.
Right.
Okay.
Now, the next one that I saw was a couple line items down, motion by Steiner, second by Wenger to allocate dollar at 0000. That should be 20,000.
Now you said allocate and this says reallocate, I'm assuming.
Sorry. I misread that.
Okay.
Reallocate, you're right.
Just wanted to make sure that didn't need to be changed.
A couple line items down, so.
No, you're fine, I'm pulling it up here. Go ahead.
Is motion by Steiner, second by Wenger, to adjust Leroy Candle Trucking purchase order downward. And it doesn't give the amount. I think it should say what the amount is. And it should be $23,200.
Okay, so to move purchase order downward by.
Yeah, what I did is I just underlined downward and then put three by $23,200.
Give me that number one more time, 23.
$23,200. Number four is just a spelling, but yet it's the attorney. It's about four lines down. Motion by Steiner, second by Wingard, to approve attorney. Yeah.
Schrader?
Yeah, it should be Schrader.
S-C-H.
S-C-H-R-A-D.
S-C-H-R-A-D-E-R.
Correct. What I see is number five is on the second page. And if you go about halfway down on the right-hand side, it's got to go into executive session under ORC 121.22, and it should be in brackets, G, the letter G, as in green, and then another bracket, number three. 121.22.
ORC 121.22, and that's uppercase G?
Yes. And then three.
Okay, so instead of the six, okay.
That's all I saw in the body. I've got some other additions. Did you guys have anything else in the body of the minutes? Well, or Dave, did you have anything else in the body of the minutes?
There was, when you, here, when, go ahead, John.
It's environmental, it should be environmental.
Thanks.
On the very back, yeah, just a couple lines.
Right? Oh, okay, yeah.
No, the only thing I've got is when I read through, I missed the resolution that you guys had, 12-28-20171, for the extension of fire contracts. Did you see that in here?
That's one of the additions.
Okay.
I had two additions. One was had to do with executive session, where both John and Scott were invited. That should be in the minutes. And we'll give you some wording on that. And then Anita, actually, in that envelope that I gave you, there's a copy of the resolution. That's actually not a copy.
It's the original.
Do you
want to
find it, or
do
you want me to find it?
Yeah, let me see here.
You know what you're looking for.
This one here, you've seen.
Yeah.
That needs to be noted that we. Pass that resolution.
Okay.
So that is an addition. And I think that resolution is resolution 12-28-17, I think is what he has, -1. And then
so this was passed or moved or?
Yeah, Mr. Wengard made the motion. I seconded the motion.
Okay. And that was the extension of fire and EMS service contracts.
Correct. And then we did a roll call vote on that. And both Wengard and Steiner voted yes. And that's in the resolution as well. And I think in there too, it notes the resolution was signed and certified by Fiscal Officer Berg at the end, second page. That probably could go in there too. In the minutes.
Do you want to go by Mitchell?
No.
Mitch is fine?
That's fine.
Okay. Okay.
And then the only other addition that I had was that Trustees Wengard and Trustees Steiner invited Scott Widmer and John Hofstetter into the executive session.
So that's all I need to put?
Yeah. Okay. Just so they know that you guys were there.
Okay, Trustees David Wengard.
And you might want to put in 2018 elect trustees.
I invited 2018 elect
trustees.
And then the name.
Yeah, know. Scott Widmer and John Hofstetter. Yeah, and you guys were in there the whole time, so we don't need to.
Hofstetter into an executive session?
Into the executive session. I don't know if you guys had anything else. You okay with?
I had nothing else. Right. It's our pavement, but their tile.
Didn't she make mention that if we got some money, we would buy a couple of cement barriers to stick up there?
Yeah.
Once we get our money and appropriations, okay, that purchase to go out there and put that up there. And I think I had asked you about, did we ever get written permission? Do we need to work on that yet still?
What I'd like to do, John, we don't actually have, I mean, I think for our minutes, we can.
Yeah. We're coming
here
outside of the special meeting. Yeah. Realm, yes.
Yeah.
So I don't want
to
go to
the
meeting.
Right. I've just realized.
And I'll bring something at the end of the meeting up about what you guys are talking about. Because that'll have to be in the next meeting.
Good deal.
All right. I'll entertain a motion to approve the December 28th, 2017 Township meeting minutes as corrected.
I will second that.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. So, all in favor of approving those minutes, say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? There are none opposed. The minutes are accepted. Should we sign that?
Yes.
Do that now. You'll sign one of these queens. Or...
I think we might sign whichever one she's going to.
This is the one I wrote on and added.
In the, for the books, I think. Yeah.
So sign this one as well?
You want me to actually?
Everybody, or?
You'll sign that one as vice president.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I should sign that one. That's, we can do that.
And then these are just extra that we don't need?
Yes.
It's eight. We're good. I'm good.
It's eight? What, the date?
Yes.
It was just.
I jumped ahead of.
No worries.
Okay, so this is mine. And this will go in the minutes.
We gotta look out for each other.
Yeah, we do. I have it in the man cave all afternoon, so.
Hey, would you come up and sign that? And we should give Dave a copy of this too then, so.
Doesn't happen to be a copier in the garage, is there?
Yes, I believe there is.
Really?
Yeah. There is actually a computer back there that Kevin uses also.
Does he have Wi-Fi on that, or is it a landline?
It's a cable, Armstrong.
Oh, okay.
There's no Wi-Fi, because that's just the only computer he's got, but.
It's dial-up.
That doesn't mean you can't do that, and you guys can. Because, I shouldn't say this, but sitting back here looking at this, I, computers?
I know, it's a crazy idea. Well, I saw your briefcase, but.
All right, now, how can we go about getting a advance on our 2018 tax revenues from the county auditor? Did you by any chance speak with Jared about that? I haven't spoken with.
I spoke with Deb Crumley, and then I forwarded information to Anita that I had, and I think she has a resolution here. Excellent.
Is this all duplicates?
There's three, four copies in there. It's just one page.
There's a copy, John.
Yes, I should have kept one.
Mitch.
Sorry.
And so is this the third resolution tonight?
Yeah. All right, I will move that we adopt resolution number.
Well, I was just wondering, what's the, for requesting early, I'm kind of wondering. We had a little discussion before we go.
You bet, yeah.
So yeah, we're going to ask for our money to come a little bit earlier.
Yeah, what happens, you have to.
This is the actual request that you had forwarded me, that, that she had said to fill out requesting the.
Yes, I forgot to ask. This is what I remember seeing.
What I learned, John, is from this Deb Crumley, who's worked up there at the auditor's office for like 20 years, we can request that, and we will get, now I'm going off of memory, but we'll get basically three draws or three early advances. So the first one will occur on January 26th, I think is what that email said. And what she did say, that she thinks this is a good idea, especially this year, because a lot of people have already gone and paid their taxes early because of the 2018 tax law changes. So in her opinion, this was going to be one of the best advances, likely, that they've maybe seen. Then what will happen is, I think it's February the 6th, they wait a couple weeks or something, and then there's, they look to see how, what kind of money did they get in from Sugar Creek Township. Then they'll advance us that amount.
Okay.
Then the last one is in February. I think it's a week or two later, and then they'll advance us how much came in then.
That third one is probably the normal time for when the funds would be distributed.
Trying to remember.
We're only getting a small percentage of what it normally is. We're not getting our full. Are we?
We'll get whatever comes in.
Will be our total of our normal first pay, first
It's just whatever comes in.
Okay.
So.
That's all we're requiring. We're not like getting ahead of, I'm worried that we're getting ahead of ourselves, and that towards the end of the year, we're gonna start falling shy because we've kind of advanced ourselves too quick.
No, that's not my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is, we don't know what we're gonna get.
Okay.
But Deb Crumley is the person that, but we have to have this in by January 20th, I think. And there's no point to wait around, and let's just get it in now. Because she was all for it. She said, yeah, this would be good to do. But yeah, it doesn't put us in it. It doesn't put us, John, into any liability.
Cash advance, like, you know, cash advance stories, you know, or taking, well, now we're starting to fall off.
No, it's not like that.
That's what I'm trying to be cautious of.
Yeah. And then on the normal settlement date, then we'll get the balance.
Yeah.
Of whatever you left.
Right, which is going to be the majority of it.
Right. So this is just a little bit for whatever came in.
Right.
Okay, we're not taking a percentage of, okay.
To get us somewhere north of that $6,000 cash balance, I think I saw is what we have in the account right now, $6,600.
That's just what's tangible in the checking account.
Yeah, which.
There's more money there, it's just that's what.
Yeah. As long as we cover payroll.
Jerry explained to her.
$6,000, I thought it was like.
That's the actual fit, what you can actually write a check for is what, 60?
66.73.
Are we talking the general fund balance?
Yeah.
So there's two funds, you have an investment fund that where the money's been doing, had been doing really well, getting what, you said, like 10, 15% something?
It was a large number.
So they were making.
It's been a while too.
But that was a long time ago. He's never closed that investment account and put it all in one checking account, so your cash on hand is actually cash on hand. There's always been the secondary investment where we got a much better interest rate. So he just never closed that out. He passed that information along to her. So that 67 that you see, so when you look at the fund at the end of the year, so you see that 184?
Yeah.
Then there's that 177?
Yeah.
So that's part of that 184, and then there's the 67 below it.
Right.
So you add those two together, that comes up to our 184.
Exactly.
The 67 is just the actual what we can write a check for.
Right.
So when you guys made purchase for the Kubota, he had to go in and transfer that money into the checking so he could write the check and send it on out.
Yep.
Because back in the day, when you had good interest rates, why would you know?
That was a long time ago.
Yes, that was a long time ago. Like that was prior when I was back in the 80s.
Which, is there any benefit to just make it all one account so that we don't have to worry with transferring funds and...
That would be, I would say, for you, I think that'd make the most sense, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's hard knowing because I haven't gotten into things yet, but I would, one less account to reconcile, bank account.
Yep, let's get our legs under us, and then let's come to a regular meeting, and you can tell us that you'd like a motion for us to do that, and we'll discuss it and go from there.
Well, yeah, but that would be okay to do in February.
Yeah.
But what I'm a little bit concerned about is how much can you write a check that's coming out of the general fund for?
Well, we got $9,300 in the fund.
In both funds, right?
And then our available primary checking balance is $6,700, so.
And he has it.
You know where I'm going with this.
Well, he has it spelled out which fund has which.
Our next group of checks needs to, you know, not bounce. So that's why we're not really writing big checks until the 26th, until we receive this advance, right? We can run payroll probably.
Well, but how do we know?
Payroll's going to be up. Because they've been running all kinds of overtime on this stuff.
Yeah, so payroll is going to be much higher.
Yeah.
But we need to know. Well, I guess it'll be on the bank. It'll be on the bank statement.
You probably have a chance to look at the bank statements. I've noticed he was mentioning that the 67 is also spread out through these bonds.
Right, and I haven't.
You have to have to see what he's got tied in the checking for, because I'm sure he's got that right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
1,000 actually, out of this checking balance, out of the general fund, there was this much. sure you get that written down.
Well, on the statement, it'll show that, and I do have, you know, you gave me a statement last month. We had a couple, or maybe Jerry gave it to me. Remember the copy of the bank statement, Dave? It showed the different accounts. We can see how much is in the primary and then what's in the secondary. But I'm at a loss as to why there's this much in the secondary account.
I remember is that the secondary accounts where you actually, secondary is actually where the money from.
That's where the money comes in. He did say that when the money is directly deposited from the county, it comes into that secondary investment account. And so that's why he ends up having to transfer it from that secondary account to the checking where he can actually write the checks. That's, again, another reason why I would like to just somehow combine it and make the deposits go into, unless there's some reason we can't.
I was going to
ask Valerie about that, whether they have more than one cash account.
Because I do know that another township has the same setup.
Okay.
And it's probably back in the day.
Yeah.
But
they were making, Jerry said in their heyday, they were making $3,000 to $4,000 a month off the interest.
Yeah, but we haven't seen 10% since.
It's been years.
That was 35 years ago.
Any further discussion before we approve or make a motion to approve? Sorry, it's 8.
Yeah, it's 2018 planning for planning.
Yeah.
Try to help her.
I don't think I need this. Yeah, and this, Anita, this is where Valerie said that it looked, she had seen it.
I sent that to her and she said it looks fine with her for what. Now she does, when she does final or temporary appropriations, they're a little bit more formal because they're out of her UAN. But she said I can just attach any kind of sheet that it shows.
Excellent.
And they're very close to the numbers that were available on here.
Okay.
I move that we adopt resolution number 01-08-2018-3 for an advance of taxes collected.
Is it 03 or 04?
Are we at
1, 2, 3?
This is 3.
Okay, so the one to do the minutes wasn't a resolution. That was just approving.
Yep.
Okay,
right.
All right, sorry. So this is 3.
And said motion is to approve this action. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
And we'll do a roll call, Anita.
Scott.
Yes.
John.
Yes.
Mitch.
Yes.
That is awesome. We are making progress.
This needs to be signed by the president of the board as well, which is the copy that I will give to you. So you could sign that.
Next item on the agenda is discuss various issues for Board of Trustee approval for the newly appointed fiscal officer to perform responsibilities of the office. What did you have in mind with that, Mitch? Anything?
Yeah, I think there was some signature cards that you might need.
All right, discussion of this.
Basically, Anita, this is just all you need to be able to go to the farmer's bank and.
Yeah, in order to have my name added to the signature card at the bank, I need to take a resolution that's signed and passed by you guys that gives that approval. Actually, there's no place on here for you guys to sign, but I think she basically just said a resolution.
Okay.
But I also added, the online banking as well that, just to cover both bases. I wasn't sure if we would have problems with that down the road if I didn't get it for both.
Sounds good. Any other discussion? Further discussion? Okay.
You have a motion yet?
Not yet.
I'll make the motion on that.
Okay, we have a motion and we'll adopt resolution number 0108-2018-4. The motion is to approve this resolution. I will second.
Roll call, vote on that.
Yeah.
Scott?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Mitch?
Yes.
Is roll call spelled R-O-L-L or R-O-L-E?
I have minutes from sugar or excuse me here somewhere.
Cool. Oh. Any further points that we need to address for Anita to perform responsibilities as fiscal officer?
Anything you can think of, Anita?
I don't think so. Until I come across it when there's something I can't do.
All right. Well, again, it's not something that we need to close. We can continue to have that open until we close the meeting. If there's something else that comes up, we can address it then. Discuss attendance of the OTA 2018 Winter Conference, especially reimbursement policy for this event. Let's start with, attendance of the Winter Conference. I looked through their agenda items and I think mostly interested in Thursday and Friday events, not Wednesday.
Yeah, I haven't decided yet for myself if I'll go Wednesday or Thursday, but you know, the amount of money that you send in, it's either you're registered for all days or
right.
Yeah. I took a trade day, so for one day. So I'm gonna go down in the morning and be down there. So
you're gonna get out, are you gonna be there for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Most of the day Friday. Okay. I gotta come back up from marriage seminar. So I'm trying to nail down if I can make it through, which one's one of my last class.
Right.
So it's either the 12 o'clock or 11 o'clock one or the 2 o'clock one. So,
what's the first one, Wednesday?
It's not till like 1 o'clock.
That's what I thought.
So I can drive down in decent time and not have to leave too early or spend the night down there, so I'll just take it easy. So I'll have Wednesday night, Thursday night down there.
Yeah.
So, and from my understanding, everyone's booked up, so.
The last three.
Real close to it, anyway.
Right.
So I probably could go out north of it, half hour away, 45 minutes away.
Oh, you don't need to go that far. Just go up.
By the state convention. And there's some up by that area.
Well, there'll be a lot. There can be over on 315 by the campus.
Or even over by the airport. You're not that far away.
Right. You take 670, come right in.
Okay.
There's a lot of. You'll be. Last year, I think I stayed up at north of High Street on 270. Trying to think what that exit is. There's a lot of hotels up there.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad drive, other than last year it was a sheet of ice.
Yeah. Weather's always unpredictable.
You never know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think that it's a great thing for any of us that can go to it. And I think we all talked about it too. We would like to encourage Kevin to go.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And I definitely will be supportive of that.
Yeah, in order for him to get into advanced registration or whatever it is, early registration.
There's no benefit.
There is no?
No,
oh,
because he's not a member, so it's going to be $80 anyway. Plus, as Kevin said, in case it's bad weather, he's a little bit at the mercy of the weather.
He may be able to get on one day, but have to come back the next 2 days because bad weather.
I've paid my registration and not even attended because the weather was so bad. So it does happen.
Yep.
So for him, it'll be $80 regardless, just to attend. You're a member?
Yes.
And I'm a member, so it'll be 50. I don't know if you're a member. Okay.
Our dues that the township here pays aren't due in June, so whichever one carries me over.
Ah.
So
okay.
Our county rep already put me and you in for the spots that are even paid for.
Nice. Sorry.
So I'm setting up my account right now. I paid for it out of my I have a receipt now. So,
right.
But I didn't get the $50.
Do we need to amend our policy to reimburse Kevin for mileage, hotel, meals, and attendance registration? Or
I don't know that we even have a policy.
We need to create a policy?
I think we create that one, at least if maybe my recommendation on the mileage is to use the IRS
guidelines.
Yeah, 54.5 cents. For 2018. And are you guys, I mean, I know a lot of townships do that they use the IRS guideline for that. So do we look at the policy for just setting, make a motion for?
Do we move to create the policy? Is it a one-time policy?
Yeah, so we just make just put in that or for this year, and hopefully by next year we'll have a travel policy or classes,
so it's gonna be
educational
more
reimbursement policy. I think we have it in our contract at Plain.
But I think this would be a travel.
This is more of an allowance.
Yeah.
But travel. Part of our education has that reimbursement. If you're like traveling, like if you go to FDIC or in Indianapolis, depending on who you are, who sponsors you, who doesn't sponsor you, depends on what you get reimbursed. So like if there's a asphalt conference up in Cleveland, it's education for him, we can provide education to him.
I like where John's going here, that there may be additional conferences that Kevin wants to attend in the future. I don't think we're prepared today to create policy, but we are prepared today to give him approval to go to this, and we would agree to reimburse his expenses. Do we cap it, or how do we do that?
I would think it'd probably be wise to cap it. I'm sure that Kevin's not going to abuse it, but I think as a matter of policy, I think it would be good to cap it.
You should give me some guidelines. I know when I went down to Florida last year to Pierce School, they gave me $25 a day for food. Worked out fine. Breakfast was at the hotel, so to go out, I didn't eat anything for lunch really, so I just kind of saved it all for one big meal or shooting to Wendy's. I'm sure there's Wendy's in Columbus.
Huh.
I live off a 99 cent value. Crispy chicken and a junior thing and a drink. I mean, $3 and I'm good.
I don't know that we need to record that in the minutes, but.
I don't need to put that. John lives off of Wendy's dollar value.
I am cheap. I love that menu.
I just know in Columbus, and I know Kevin's not going to misuse this, but I'd be willing to cap it at higher than 25.
I
just got hotel rooms downtown for trade show next week, just like 6 months ago. And, Red Roof Inn, you can do $99 a night.
Is that the east, the one east of 77 or 71? Yeah, you don't want to stay.
No.
You like big bugs?
This is west. This is west of 71.
Okay.
Yeah.
So no, may not like that. The road roofing, I think, was booked up or sorry, looked at that.
Okay.
Yeah, they're all booked up almost now.
You don't want to stay east of 71 on the road roofing. You, yeah.
Come home with more than what you.
As far as hotel,
I mean, I would think.
120?
That's what I'm thinking. Cap at 125 or
that's
something.
That's like a Bay Bridge comfort that kind of gets you pretty much in there.
I'm thinking if the hotel could be at 125. And I was wondering, you know, for meals, I mean, I think I'd go to 35, 40 bucks just in case, but.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want him to get down there and worry about $5. We're not that cheap.
No, I want him to get the education too.
Right.
That's important.
I want him to come back with some ideas.
Yep.
Not worry about how do I pitch things back home and make myself go down there.
Is this a one-nighter we're talking about, 125 for two nights or one night?
I was thinking it would be per night because I don't think you're going to get in Columbus.
No, no, no. I mean, we're expecting this will go at least two nights, so we're really talking, you know, 250 plus 40 for
3 days in meals.
Yeah.
2 days
in meals. So, you know, we're getting into $500 pretty quick. Not that I'm nitpicky, I'm just, we all need to be on the same page of that we're talking about a gross amount of 500-ish.
That would be.
But I'd rather give the smaller numbers as caps rather than the larger number as a cap. So if we make a motion to approve expenses for Kevin, it's going to be that we're using the IRS guidelines for mileage, 54.5 cents per mile, 125 a night for hotel, $40 a day for meals. What am I missing? Oh, and it's registration.
At $80.
At $80.
Yep. And again, yeah, we're saying we're capping those.
Yeah,
we're expecting
the cap.
Any additional discussion that we need to review before we have a motion to that effect that we've just discussed?
I guess the biggest thing is we should have cash on hand for that, right?
He will, you know, and our expectation is that he would be turning in receipts. We probably don't have a cover sheet that says, here's your summary, attach your receipts to it and go from there. But we would expect to have that sort of.
The other thing you might want to just throw in there, not that I'm worried about Kevin, no alcohol and receipts.
Yeah.
Out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a state law. We can't.
For public officials, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I don't think we need to make a policy that's a state law.
We'll just make sure you understand.
Yeah.
Not that I think that he's going to, just keep yourself out of hot water.
Okay, I make a motion that we give Kevin permission to attend the OTA 2018 Winter Conference and that we approve reimbursement for this event one time for mileage 54.5 cents per mile for hotel $125 per night cap. Meals, $40 allowance per day cap, and his registration expense, $80, with the expectation that he turns in receipts to the township, he'll be reimbursed for those expense amounts, as long as they're under that cap.
How much was the hotel again?
$125 per night.
Okay. $40 per day for meals.
Yeah.
Registration, $80.
Yes.
And mileage at the standard mileage rate.
Yep. Is there a second?
Second.
Do we need roll call for that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? There are no opposing votes, the motion carries unanimously.
Did you say something about him at the end with?
I expect him to turn in receipts. He's got a document. All right, final item for the agenda is, do we need to have another meeting before our next regular meeting? The next regular meeting is February 6th. We probably need to sign checks for the men payroll, I assume.
I did come up with a couple more things that I need to, so we'll come back to that.
Okay.
Okay. So we probably have to have some type of special meeting to sign those checks.
I don't know if we have to have a meeting or if we could just stop by and sign them.
And then.
Yeah, they used to be able to do that, didn't they?
Yeah, I know other townships do that.
Okay.
Now, those payroll checks are direct deposit, aren't they not?
Right.
Oh.
So what do you sign in that case, or what do you approve, or how does that happen?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, what we have approved, Dave, is there's like a, some sort of a receipt that showed the direct from, I don't know if he printed off.
Showed the amount.
Showed the amount.
Being transferred.
And, yeah, and then we just signed off on that.
Okay, I'll look for in the minutes and see if I can figure out what you guys signed for the payroll.
Okay, so the payroll thing may be covered and we can just do that here sequentially as necessary. You've got our text.
Well, either here or.
Or in.
It doesn't have to be in this building.
It doesn't have to be here.
No, we could do it at Himes.
Where do you live?
We're at Hackington.
Oh, so you're in Kindred too?
Yes.
Because that's definitely.
Let's just do that.
Would be easier.
You can tell us where to.
I can swing by Himes and.
Okay. All right.
Cool. Okay, so jury's still out on whether we need another meeting or not. What other items do you have?
I have just a comment about the inventory. I know we didn't do it, but looking at the inventory reports, it would appear that there should be some kind of depreciation schedule or listing that those were the original purchase price, the year bought, how many years it was being depreciated.
There should be.
And there, yes. There isn't?
It was 10% every year.
Okay, for how many years until it's all?
12 years.
Until it's gone.
Good question.
Because I know on the list, there's some things on there that have no value at all that are still listed, like that typewriter, I believe, is listed for $25.
Yeah.
So that was just something I had noticed. So when thinking of inventory, I guess keep that in mind. Because going forward, I would like to somehow get something a little more.
Yeah. That's been one of my pet peeves is there's no schedule of replacement, no equipment life schedule or
right.
Replacement schedule. And so that needs to be developed so that we can budget on a more long-term basis. So that yeah, there's vast improvements that can be made.
Has anyone asked Kevin to do the inventory of what was on here?
He's done that.
This is, okay, I didn't say I hadn't.
Yeah, I had given you a, yeah, and then he had written on the back page. That was for this year.
Oh, okay. Is that what you did with last
so this
time?
Is our current inventory that we have.
Well, there were two. There was one from last year that showed 15, and then it showed 16 with some additions on the last page.
Yes, I do remember seeing this.
Yeah.
So these are 17 additions.
Correct. Correct.
But now some of the stuff is like what I would consider true inventory, like the limestone,
right.
The salt, the cinders.
Right.
These others I think of as fixed assets that are, you know, used and kept and have a longer life and you depreciate 5 years, 7 years. Actually, according to the tax seminar I saw today, seems like everything's gonna be section 179, but I don't know how that works for a government entity, but yeah, that's just a comment on the inventory.
Okay.
You guys can do with it what you want.
I'm good if we come to the February meeting with your influence on our inventory report for January 1, 2018, and we approve it at that time.
Does this need to be approved before the end of January?
Possibly.
That's the only.
I think technically it's supposed to be the second Monday of January.
That's like not
that's
very
tonight.
Far away. Oh, that's tonight.
Yeah.
It's the second Monday already.
Yes.
But as a practical matter, it sounds like that doesn't happen.
Okay.
So maybe what we could do, Anita, check with Valerie, because
okay.
I think she has not done
her. She hadn't done hers as of Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't have a meeting tonight. So check with her
okay.
and see. And if we need to do something where we get a special meeting just to do inventory, and even if one of you guys can't make it, I should be here in January. Mm-hmm. As long as we had two of us, I think we could do that if we had to.
Cool.
Then my other comment is I'm waiting on the UAN user and password, but that just happened today. So, and Jerry did call me that he got an email from UAN that I can maybe log in under his information yet until they get me set up. I talked to him today at work and I have not turned on the computer yet. I've been at meetings tonight. So just keep you updated on that. Next, I would like to do a little bit different filing system. I'd like to do like 3-ring binders, maybe a book that has all the resolutions in, a book that has the minutes in. There's a couple other 3-ring binders, and I'd like to have maybe some files that we can have so that, you know, a month per file type of thing. Do I just go buy them myself and get reimbursed, or do you have an account set up at Staples somewhere under the township name that I could?
Jerry just bought it himself and then came and
asked for reimbursement.
Reimbursement.
Okay.
That's the way it has been.
Okay.
We could set up a PO with Staples for office supplies as needed once we get some money flowing.
Okay, so I'll just go buy them to get started. Is that okay?
And then, we'll reimburse
and then you can reimburse me for that. And then if you go going forward, if we want to set up some kind of account somewhere,
yes.
That would be handy.
Yes, with a PO, then yes, you can purchase it and just pay it out.
But the PO will not be specific to the vendor usually. What we can do is just like, we can make a PO for office supplies, as I understand it.
We can make a PC, yeah.
Most likely, if we find a place that I'm going to buy it at, I'll stick with them once we get there, just for continuity, and I'm not a big fan of going different places
right.
each time once I find a place that I'm good with.
And down for me in the shop, I had POs for specific vendors. So like Redmond's, I know I'm going to use $1,000 out of Redmond's just about every month. So they open a specific PO, so we know trustees know there's $1,000 that's going to get spent out there every month. So if we know, hey, you know, $100 is going to come for, or $1,000 for the year is going to be used for Staples for office supplies, we could set up a PO for that. So she just goes, takes care of it, and there's no issue.
I move that we approve our fiscal officer to go get office supplies, and we'll reimburse that.
Yeah.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed say no. None opposed. Motion carries.
We just have to be a little bit careful.
Yeah.
Just be kind of careful. We only have 93 in the general fund right now.
Yeah, we don't have a piggy bank we can break.
Yeah.
So.
And we just approved for Kevin for. Almost 500.
Yeah. It won't be much.
I mean, 3-ring binder. You're not buying a $100 3-ring binder.
Yeah, I'll probably get the cheap ones that I give my kids. No.
They work very well.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Mine.
And I think that was all
stole this
that
one out
I
of
had.
Sense. closet. He's not using it anymore. You got more, Anita?
No.
Sorry. All right, so again, considering another special meeting before our next regular meeting, possibly for inventory, although that could, no, we have to make a motion to approve the inventory.
Yes.
And so we will need a meeting for that, if that's the case.
And there also may, I had a call from the prosecutor's office today, and it has to do with pro bono.
Oh, I saw your note that you put in there this morning. Did they respond to that note? Is that what you're saying? Well, we can't talk about that.
Yeah. We may, there may be information coming from the prosecutor's office on this whole kind of a summary. She's going to do some things. She'll get it to us, and it may be an agenda item that we have to put on for a special meeting.
All right.
Okay. It's, there's nothing urgent, but it may be something that, that would be good timing.
But they know about the situation, what's going on out there, and they're giving us a little guidance.
Yep.
Are you signed into the Matrix?
I'm hoping to get that done tomorrow.
Okay. That was real handy. That just popped up on my phone. There was a note that was added in there. I went in and looked to see what it was. You know, I had to navigate a little while, which took me a minute or two to find out where to navigate, but then I saw it.
Do I need to put this discussion in the minutes?
No.
No, other than we should note that Anita needs to get set up. This
yes.
is one of the duties, one of the things that you need.
Is that that thing with that?
Yeah, we don't need
Klein
to make a motion.
Or...
No.
Yet. Deb Klein.
Yeah.
Deb Klein.
Yeah.
To call the prosecutor's office. And just that you need to get set up on the Matrix.
Okay.
Which is...
I have a note to do that.
Okay.
Call Deb Klein.
Yeah, I just thought of that now. Almost forgot.
Okay.
Yeah, she was super fast. And
did you just call her? Did you...
Just call.
Okay.
And then she set it up while I was on the phone. I was driving. And she set it up, and then once I was back at the office, I got in, and
there it is.
There it is.
Okay. Been busy.
Sorry, I'm going back. I have another thought
mm-hmm.
regarding a special meeting again.
Yeah.
Once I get into UMA and I have to enter like the budget and the appropriations, do those have to be approved by a certain time, like before the end of January?
I think it's April 1st.
Okay.
The final appropriation, but check
the final
with Valerie.
Appropriations. Okay.
If how long will this temporary appropriation
how long
hold?
They will hold for?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to say the budget should be off the budget they created from July of 17. We'll work on ours 19 or July of 18 or June of 18. If I remember right. So the budget's already
that's
down.
Yeah. I just need to get it into UAN. That's going to be the next big step is getting in there. And
but it will be substantially different because we have fire and EMS money. So. That's going to change the whole general fund
right.
budget side.
Well,
yeah, once everything gets panned out, we figure out which way the judge rules.
Cross that.
Whatever happens with that. We have to wait for something to happen.
We got two or three hurdles to cross before we
worry
can...
about where that cash is.
Yeah. Any other items you need from us, Anita, in order to get your thing done?
I guess if we have the resolution and the fire fund and all that stuff, I'll get that information to you. I guess if Jara says, hey, we need this, you know, we can always throw that on a special meeting too. So I guess I'll kind of play it by ear for the next couple of days to make sure she's got everything going all right.
My next available date would be January 13th is a Saturday. We could do a 3 p.m., 4 p.m., something like that, if we absolutely had to.
That's my shit there.
Okay.
Now, what we could do, John, I mean, we'd prefer you to be here, but if it's just something...
If it's just procedural.
Yeah, if it's just like...
Two
you know,
of us could do it.
We need to change the wording on something, yeah.
Right.
For that fund or whatever.
Otherwise, you know, again, if there's something that we've got to meet on, even approving the inventory, you guys can put together a meeting quickly and do that. You don't need, as long as we have a quorum.
Yeah. in 24 to work 24 hours.
Yeah.
And John, there wasn't anything on your inventory schedule that we needed to go over for, I mean, the fiscal officer to do her job or any?
No.
Okay.
No.
I think you might not have seen this, or?
I think I did get that.
Oh, that, the inventory I created from the move, yeah. Was there any question on that?
Not at this time.
Okay. Kind of quick and fast.
All right, any other items that are related to the agenda we've discussed tonight that we need to address before we adjourn?
I don't have any.
Then I will move that we adjourn this meeting. It's 8:36. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. None opposed, motion carries, we're adjourned. This is your clean copy.
Yeah, I didn't really need it. Dave, do you have a copy?
Yeah.